It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. This is Joel, and we'll be on for the next 47 minutes with Swap Shop. Now, Swap Shop has been mildly unsuccessful for the last few months, ever since we started having this COVID thing. And also, it's been pretty cold, so people don't really feel like getting out and about. But things are changing, aren't they? And the weather is changing. It's supposed to get, it got up to over 70 yesterday. It's going to get up over 70 today. And so, therefore, maybe you're starting to think about getting out a little bit. And the COVID seems to be, at least more and more people are getting inoculated. My second shot was a week and 2 days ago. So in another 5 days, I will be fully inoculated. And but now I'm going to wear my mask just to protect other people. And also, it cuts back on my bad breath. How's that sound? And but we're going to hopefully we will get to a point where we will start having garage sales, which we would love to advertise here on Swap Shop. Different church events we'd love to advertise here on Swap Shop. We're going to start talking about James Anderson, who just came in, was on with us for the previous 2 hours. Things are starting to happen out on the Tallgrass Trail. So we will be mentioning those, and I have one of those that I'm going to mention on April 20th is the most current one. So it's a ways away. No, wait a minute. April 17th is the most current one, and that's going to be the Tallgrass Trail celebrating Earth Day, which happens to be on the 22nd, but they're celebrating on the 17th, and they're going to, at the trailhead, you can pick up an Earth Day packet, and that will give you lessons and crafts and stuff like that for especially for your kids, but also for the adults. And we'd love to have you go out and pick up your Earth Day packet on April 17th. We have a phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'd like to put something on Swap Shop.
Sure, you got it. Go ahead.
Okay, I got two kitchen tables.
Two kitchen tables.
I know one of them's wooden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can call Lauren at 740.
Wait a minute, I just, my pen stopped writing. Hang on, okay. Call
Lauren, L-O-R-E-N.
Okay.
At 740.
Uh-huh.
383.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, 740-914.
Okay, let's change that, 914, okay.
0464.
0464. Now, you have two kitchen tables. Do they come with chairs?
Yes.
Okay. And one of them is wood. The other one is formica or something like that?
I'm not sure what the other one okay. is. He just told me he has two of them right now. So.
Okay. And you're, do you have any price on it, or you'll negotiate?
They'll have to check with him on that.
Okay, very good. So let me read this back. You have two kitchen tables. One of them is wooden. They do have chairs. And call and ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
Thanks, Lauren.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our first call on Swap Shop is for two kitchen tables. One of them is wooden, and the other is not quite sure what the makeup of it is. They do have chairs with them. If you're interested, call Lauren at 740-914-0464. And if you want to call into Swap Shop, our number here is 740-383-9944, and we hope you will call in. And we're starting to get some calls on Swap Shop. That means the season is changing, doesn't it? But you know what I've got today for you? One of the things, I have a good friend, and she knows who she is. She worked at the credit union with me, who loves April Fool's Day. And she likes to pull April Fools. And so I'm dedicating this show to Elaine because she loved doing these sort of things. But I've got some things that you can do on April Fool's Days that aren't quite so aggressively mean as some of the things some people do. One of the things, which I think is a neat idea, is to take duct tape and put a harmonica, cheap one, on somebody's rear view mirror, outside mirror on their car. And as they're driving along, they're going to hear that harmonica playing if the speed of the air gets up high enough. I always thought that was a neat idea. You might have to practice on that, on how to put it on your own car to find out whether it works. But be driving along and all of a sudden you're hearing a harmonica sound. Well, it's because your car has a harmonica attached to its rear view mirror, outside rear view mirror. All right. There are all sorts of things. Now, I looked up all sorts of things. And one of the things that it said you can do for kids is not practical jokes. You know, practical jokes can be kind of mean sometimes. But you can just tell them, these are for little kids, 5 to 10 years old. Just tell them a joke that they can share with their friend. So I've looked up all sorts of jokes that little guys and little girls can share with their friends. And I'm going to read those off to you as well. So mom and dad, if you listen carefully, you can find a joke you can tell your little guys or little girls on April Fool's Day and tell them that's their joke for today. We're not going to set your shoe on fire or anything like that. It's just a little joke to tell them here's number one. What do you call a dinosaur that's sleeping? A dino snore. A dino snore. Now, what kid wouldn't love that joke to tell a friend, right? Here's another one. I'll give you another. I'm going to give you pepper these in throughout the morning here. What is loud, fast, and crunchy? A rocket chip. A rocket chip. Okay. That's kind of, we'll sprinkle these in. These are things you can tell little guys and little girls for April Fool's Day so that they can tell a friend these jokes and not really get anybody in trouble. That's one of the bad parts about April Fool's Day. Sometimes it gets people in trouble. I don't like jokes that embarrass people or get people in trouble. So, and these that I'm going to tell you are a little bit more aggressive than the jokes I just told you, but not so bad. I tried to cut out the ones that I thought would be mean. Okay, this one's a little mean, but it's not a bad idea. If you have a lot of doors at your workplace, the more doors, the better. Assign or attach a sign that reads, "Door is broken, use other door," to on every entrance. So everybody has to go around, "Well, what door is open? I have to use another door." And they'll be going around and around and around. Eventually, they'll figure out it's an April Fool's joke, and they'll open the door. Matter of fact, some people probably won't even see the sign. I can't tell you how many times we had signs on the door at the credit union that nobody even paid attention to. So I'm guessing most people will just walk right through the door. But it's kind of a neat little joke. Post a sign that says, "Door is broken, use the other door." And then on the other door, have a sign that said, "Door is broken, use the other door." And so forth and so on. Kind of fun. I'm not a you'll find out from listening to the ones that I've looked up and that I've set aside, I'm not a big April Fool's fan. I guess I've done a few, but they weren't mean ones, right? Okay, here's another joke you can tell your little guy or little girl. What did one plate say to the other plate? "Dinner's on me." Now, wouldn't that be a nice joke for your kid to tell his buddy or her buddy? One plate said to the other one, "Dinner's on me." What is brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses? this is a little far out. What is brown, hairy, and wears sunglasses? A coconut on vacation. I used to love to go to Florida, and the two things I enjoyed, we'd get a coconut and drink the coconut milk, and I didn't enjoy that, but it was just kind of a thing we did. But then also going to the pineapple plantation, that was always, oh, fresh pineapple right out of the field. Fantastic flavor. Okay, here's another one. You know how people... I'm kind of anal about my drawers and about, you know, how I have my underwear in this drawer and my socks are in this drawer. Well, my wife is kind of anal about where she has her silverware, right? So if you have a person like that, and they have a specific organization for their utensils in a drawer, go into the kitchen. You know exactly where they have everything. Flip it around. Change it around. Switch. Put your forks in the knife drawer. And now, not with sharp knives. Don't do that with sharp knives. You might get somebody cut. But put the spoons, the little spoons, in where the soup spoons are. Put the, you know, just switch it around. It'll drive them crazy for a while, and then make sure you yell April Fools. You know, don't let them go too far, because they might get really mad. So that kind of a neat idea to April Fool somebody. Everybody, now this one I'm going to read it to you because I didn't quite understand how you do this, but. Everyone loves the distinctive Wookiee growl from Star Wars movies, right? Is that, you know, that Wookiee growl. Then who wouldn't love dozens of people calling them and giving them their best Chewbacca impression? Create an ad promoting a Chewbacca roar contest. Now, we could do that on this radio station. And listen to your victim's phone, list your victim's phone number. So you say, you might win something really exciting if you have the best Chewbacca roar. Call and list your friend's phone number. And then they'll get all these phone calls with people going, "Rawr," or whatever the Chewbacca does. Hopefully it won't last too long. And that would be something you'd put on the internet. But make sure after maybe an hour or so you post that was a that was a April Fool's joke, right? You don't want to go on too long. People will go crazy. That's one of the things I don't like about practical jokes. Some people do the practical jokes and just let it fall. And if you're not real sharp, like I am not, you don't know that it's a practical joke. And they go on and on and on. This one's simple, but pretty effective. You write, I need to see you ASAP. You put that on a post-it note, right? And put an illegible signature so the person doesn't know who's saying they need to see you as soon as possible. And leave it on one of your coworkers' desk, and they'll go around, who said this? Who needs to see me? Especially if you put ASAP. That means as soon as possible, right? And they'll think, uh-oh, I might be in trouble or something like that. And but make sure you let that person know fairly soon that it's an April Fool's joke. Otherwise, they might freak out and really get uncomfortable. And make sure you tell them you're the culprit and April Fool's. And then try and pat them on the back and tell them have a good day. Okay. Some more for your kids. These are jokes that your kids can tell their friends on April Fool's Day so that they don't have to do something mean to their friends, right? What do you call a droid that takes the long way around? A droid that takes the long way around. R2 detour. R2 detour. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 ate 9. I can hear my grandkids telling me these jokes maybe 5-10 years ago when they were little guys. They don't do it anymore. They know grandpa's wise to them now. Anyway, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. And if you do want to swap something, we'd love to have you call in. We do have a gentleman that has asked us to list 2 kitchen tables for sale. They have chairs. One of them's made out of wood, but both of them have chairs. Call and ask for Lauren at 740-914-0464. 2 kitchen tables, 740-914-0464, and ask for Lauren, okay? And if you have something that you'd like to get rid of, clear out that garage, clear out the basement. My garage, I'm going to start working on that right away. My garage has so much stuff in it that I've got to get rid of. But you can get rid of it. Just call us up. Tell us what you're trying to get rid of. Give us a price if you have one. Now, the wooden tables, you're going to have to kind of ask Lauren what he thinks he should get for them. But I'm sure they'll be a decent price. Find stuff you're trying to get rid of. Give us a call. List it. The only thing we don't take is anything that requires a legal registration, like a house or a car or a gun or a canoe or, that type of thing. We'd be glad to list it. And we'll also take, if you have nonprofit organizations that are having parties or having get-togethers or having garage sales or anything like that, give us a call and we'll list those on the air as well. All right. Raid the underwear drawers of everyone in your house and put your mom's underwear in with the your little brother's underwear, put your dad's underwear in your sister's underwear drawer. They'll all go crazy. What in the world is this doing? It might make them a little nauseated as well, but it's a fairly mild April Fool's joke that you can pull in your own house. I would strongly not suggest putting your underwear in your next door neighbor's underwear drawer. That probably wouldn't be looked upon as the right thing to do. All right. So what you do it within your own family, so that there's no question of your motivation. It's a April Fool's joke, right? All right. This one's a good one. It's a terrible one, but it's a good one. All right. This one I might do. And it's kind of terrible, but kind of fun. You know how you can buy those packets of glitter? Everybody likes glitter, but you know, you don't want too much glitter, right? Well, it gets everywhere. And it's almost impossible to clean up. So if you have a very fastidious wife or husband who likes to make sure everything's spotless, you might think twice about doing this one. But fill an envelope with glitter and drop it in the mail to your friend, right? This better be a good friend. And then when they get the letter, don't put so much in it that you can feel it and know that it's glitter. Just enough in it so that when they open the envelope and look for the letter, out flies the glitter, and it'll get everywhere. I'll guarantee you. You know, there's a service that'll do that. I'm not going to give you their phone number, but you can do that. It'll cost you a postage stamp and a package of glitter, and you'll have a friend for life who would like to throttle you, right? It sounds like a good April Fool's joke to me. I don't know. I might do that to somebody someday. I'm not sure I'd like that done to me, but that's part of the fun of April Fool's jokes. This one is kind of nasty. I mean, it's not nasty. It's not going to hurt anybody, but make caramel apples, right? For, you know, summer street festivals, that sort of thing. But I would suggest you just make them for friends. But instead of having an apple, put an onion in there. And put the stick in there, cover the onion with caramel, and see what that gets you. One big bite and... ooh, that sounds horrible. But, you know, it's not poisonous and it's not going to ruin somebody's life, but it certainly will ruin their taste buds for a few minutes. That's one of the fairly decent April Fool's jokes that I came across. I came across some that were really mean, and I did not put those in my list of things, all right? Let's go back to some of the jokes you can tell your kids that they can tell their friends on April Fool's Days. Jokes are fun, and they don't hurt anybody, right? All right, let's see where we are. Oh, here we are. What do you call a duck that gets all A's? What do you call a duck that gets all A's? A wise quacker. I don't know why these make me chuckle, but they do. I guess I'm a really little kid at heart. And why did the cookie go to the hospital? Why did the cookie go to the hospital? Because he felt crummy. there were a whole bunch of those. And I did cut some of them out because they were just too far-fetched. Much like the practical jokes that I'm reading as well. Some of them were far-fetched. And some of them could cause some pain, or at least it caused some anguish. And I left those all out, all right? Now, this one is one of those that I would be careful with. You can buy an app and install it as a wallpaper on one of your friends' phones that makes it look like the screen is all broken. Now, that's one of those that I really wouldn't recommend doing, because the person might think it really is broken and have it go and have it replaced, which would cost some money. But it's kind of an interesting idea. And there are also stick-on covers for the smartphone's screen that'll look like there are cracks in it. I'm not a big fan of that one, but it's another idea. Okay. This one's kind of fun. You know those googly eyes, those little eyes that have a little black iris on the middle that goes around as you jiggle the eyes. You can buy those at many dollar stores or places like that. Buy a package of those and put them in all the vegetables in your refrigerator. So all your vegetables have eyes. So when whoever goes into your refrigerator opens the door, all those vegetables will be staring at the apple. Will be staring at them. The onion will be staring at them. The tomato will be staring at them. And as they pick them up, the eyes will jiggle. I like that one. It's kind of fun, right? Okay. But that's something you can do in your refrigerator, and nobody will know it's there until they open the refrigerator door. So it might be a way to help somebody who's on a diet. Like yours truly. I'm always on a diet, though, it seems like. All right, let's go back to the little kids' expressions that we can have the little kids tell their friends. Okay, how much does it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced? How much does it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced? About a buccaneer. A buccaneer. Okay, that's kind of pushing it. About a buccaneer. What animal is always at a baseball game? Always. Well, this one's pretty obvious. A bat. Those are little jokes you can tell your little ones that they can tell their friends so that they won't hurt anybody's feelings on April Fool's Day. You can't start April Fools on an empty stomach. Offer to make your buddy or your wife or your friend an egg breakfast. You'll make it look delicious. But they'll take a bite and find out, oops, it's not what they thought. Now, it won't be bad, and it won't make them sick. It still will be yummy, but it'll probably surprise them. It's really easy. You take it just takes a couple of minutes, but you use two slices of peaches, and you put them together so it looks like the yolk, and you surround it with what do you surround it with? Trying to remember what the white stuff is. Yogurt. Surround it with white vanilla yogurt and take a peach and slice it so you get the yellow end. Make sure you shave off all the fuzzy stuff. your partner will bite into it, and it'll be delicious, but it sure won't be what they're expecting, right? Yogurt and peach instead of egg. Now, if you put it with bacon, that doesn't sound bad at all to me. I love it with bacon. All right. You'll be a hero when you show up at the office with 24 delicious donuts. I think this is a good one. This is a good one for people like me who are on a diet. It's also a good one for people that eat way too many sweets. Make sure you get a box from one of the donut stores in town. So what you do is you buy a box of donuts from one of these stores, and you eat the donuts. And then what you do is you take that box and you drop it off at your favorite business and say, I bought these for you. And make sure what's inside is cauliflower and onions and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with donuts. It'll surprise them. I'll guarantee you it'll surprise them, but it'll taste nothing like a donut. You will have already eaten all the donuts. Now, you got to make sure that they have a flat side on them. You don't want them rolling around inside the box, right? So you might have to slice it so it has a flat side. Or you could actually make them look like donuts. You could make them fancy. Put sprinkles on them. Put powdered sugar on them. And when they look at them, they'll go, that's not a donut. All right. But make sure the key to the whole thing is that you have to go and buy a dozen donuts from some well-recognized donut shop so that you have the box, and the box is the key to it. All right. All right. Let's see if we got some a couple others for your little ones. How do we know the ocean is friendly? How do you know an ocean is friendly? Well, sometimes it's not friendly, but how do you know that an ocean is usually friendly? Okay? It waves. you hope there are no sharks in there when it's waving, right? But that's how you know it's friendly, because it waves, of course. All oceans wave at some time or another. How does a scientist freshen her breath? How does a scientist freshen her breath? With experiments. That's a groaner, right? That's so much a groaner, I'm going to give you a third one just for because I made you listen to that. Why can't Elsa have a balloon? Because she'll let it go. Okay, I don't understand that one at all. Why can't Elsa have a balloon? Because she'll let it go. Okay, somebody call in and tell me why that's funny. That one was one that got away from me. I didn't cut that one out of the business here. All right. Where are we? Oh, here we are, up at the top. Measure out just enough bubble wrap. You know what bubble wrap is, right? It's that stuff that protects your fragile wares when you're mailing them. Measure out enough bubble wrap to go under a rug that's frequently used and put it under there. The popping will drive people crazy. All right, let's go to the phone. We have a phone caller. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Glenn. It's James.
Yeah, hi, James.
I just listened to your Elsa joke. So what it is a Disney cartoon. It's Frozen, and the famous song that made that movie popular is called Let It Go.
Oh, okay. I guess
the little ones would definitely understand.
They'll understand it. All right. Well, that's why I'm telling these for little ones. You got a little one. Maybe he did.
Yep.
Maybe he'd enjoy some of these jokes. All right. Thanks a lot, James. I appreciate the information. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. James Anderson, not only is he a naturalist, but he's got a kid, so he knows the answer to all the jokes. All right. Let me give you a couple more. Now that we know that Elsa is the one that sings Let It Go, Let It Go, and I didn't know that at all. How do you make a tissue dance? How do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it. That's a little gross. All right. I thought I'd give you an extra one because James contacted me to had to help me out there. All right. We're at 12:45, and if you're interested in calling in to Swap Shop and swapping something, we have one thing that we had a call on so far. Two kitchen tables. One of them's wooden. They do have chairs. Call Lauren. He'll give you how much he wants for them, and I assume they're two different prices because they're two different tables, but maybe he'll sell you both of them if you want that. Make sure call and ask for Lauren. The number is 740-914-0464. That's 740-914-0464. And if you have something you're interested in selling on Swap Shop, feel free to give us a call at 740-383-9944, and maybe we can get rid of some of your tchotchkes for you. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and right now we're going over some adult April Fool's jokes and also some jokes that you can tell little kids so they'll have something to say to their buddies on April Fool's Day, as opposed to getting in trouble. It's a lot better to tell a joke than to get in trouble, right? All right. So anyway, you can measure out that bubble wrap and put it underneath a rug, and as people walk across the rug, it'll pop at them, right? All right. You don't have to be real precise with your scissor work, but cut out a shape of black, you know, in black paper of a fairly large, frightening insect. Now, maybe I should have kept James on the phone so he could tell us what insect is large and frightening. Maybe a stink bug. My wife hates stink bugs. But anyway, cut out the shape of one and attach it to the inside of your lampshade. That will drive people crazy. They'll see that and they'll, oh, there's one of those stink bugs is on the inside. Or, you know, one of those hornets is on the inside, or one of those beetles is in there. The bigger the better, as long as it's not too obviously big. You'll give people a thrill. That's one of the April Fool's jokes that I kind of like. I might do that to my wife. She hates stink bugs. I'm not real fond of stink bugs either. I just don't like the way they smell if you accidentally hurt them. And I try not to. I try to pick them up with a Kleenex or a tissue and fling them outside, hopefully not hurting them. Because they really can stink if you hurt them. Don't do this, by the way. Don't do that thing. If the people that you're doing it, you're thinking the people that you're going to put it on the inside of their lamp shade, don't do it for people who are unusually anxious about insects. The panic attack might cause a heart attack or something, so be very careful. And that's true with all these April Fool's pranks. You have to know the person you're pranking. You don't want to hurt somebody. You don't want to get somebody sick. And I know people think it's really funny on TV. They have some of these shows where they think it's really funny to hurt somebody or make them sick or something. I don't find that funny at all. I don't find seeing people fall on the ground funny, but I know there have been a lot of comedians that have made a lot of money knowing how to pratfall. But when somebody my age falls down, it can be serious. All right. Now somebody they talked about you putting cream cheese. You cut off the top of, you know, you get the you get one of those underarm tubes or that you screw up from the bottom, and you screw it up about an inch or so, and you cut that top inch off, and then you put cream cheese in its place, unscrew it so it goes back down, make sure it's rounded like the top of the deodorant is. Leave it for your friend to put on under their arm. Cream cheese under their arm. Won't do a whole lot for the smell, I'm sure. Matter of fact, it might cause them to yell at you from the bathroom quite loudly. All right. How about adding a secret message to somebody's bumper sticker. Make up, you can go to some of these office supply places and make up your own bumper stickers. Make up one that says, "Please honk," and put it on the back of somebody's car. And they'll wonder why everybody keeps honking at them. Now, make sure it's not one that's going to hurt their car. Don't put it on with super glue or anything like that. But that might be interesting. Please honk, right? And people will honk. I guarantee you, if people see a sign on the back of a car that says, "Please honk," somebody's going to be honking at them, and it's going to be more than one person. So it's going to drive them a little crazy, but could be fun, right? All right. Let's continue on with our kiddo stuff. Okay. All right. What do you call a fake noodle? A fake noodle. What do you call it? You call it an impasta. An impasta. Yeah, that's what it's called. What stays in the corner yet can travel all over the world? A stamp. Let's see. I think I have one more of those here. Oh, why was the picture sent to jail? Why was the picture sent to jail? These are kind of immature, but that's what it's for. It's for the little 5-year-olds, maybe up to 10-year-olds. Why was a picture sent to jail? It was framed. Okay, and now I have some knock-knock jokes that are coming up for your kiddos, okay? But let's see if I got any more of these April Fool's jokes that might be worth telling you about. That one I think I've already done. Get some paper and cut it into hundreds. Oh, this is evil but fun. Get some paper and cut it into hundreds of tiny little confetti pieces. You can actually buy confetti, by the way, if you go to a dollar store, a store that deals in things like that. Get confetti and put them on top of a ceiling fan, right? Okay, and when your spouse comes in to turn the ceiling fan on in the kitchen or wherever it is, all that confetti flies all over the place. Now, you could say it's a celebration. You're happy to see them, and that's why you did it. Whatever you want. But it will make any day a New Year's Eve. But be careful, because it's going to make a mess, and you might be the person that has to clean it up. But you get confetti, or chop up lots of bits of paper and put it up on top of that ceiling fan. And now make sure you're not in a room that gets a wind that blows across it, because it'll fall off too soon. But, I can see doing it in my kitchen where there isn't much of a crosswind, and my wife turning it on and having it all over her. But I know who would clean it up. Actually, she probably would, but she'd not be happy. Here's a simple prank. Bring a toaster or a coffee pot into the office and put it in a place where people would be ready to use it. You're not giving away the toaster or anything, but put a label on the toaster or the coffee pot and that says "voice activated," and see how many people say "turn on," or "give me coffee," or anything like that. You might find out that there are a lot of really not so bright people in your office telling coffee pots or toasters to do their duty. Kind of interesting idea. All right. We're getting down to the last 3 or 4 minutes. And let me give you some of these knock-knock jokes that you can tell your kiddos so that they'll have something to do on April Fool's Day that isn't mean and won't get them in trouble, okay? But they can tell these jokes and say that's their April Fool joke, okay? Knock, knock. Who's there? Mikey. Mikey who? Mikey doesn't fit in the keyhole. Knock, knock. Who's there? Mikey. Mikey who? Mikey doesn't fit in the keyhole. A little silly. That's what they're supposed to be, though. They're for little guys and little girls, right? Okay, this is about Beats, okay? Knock, knock. Who's there? Beats. Beats who? Beats me. Okay, I've got about three more of those. That's about all I can stand, I think. What better way to break up a long work day than with some harmless fun, right? When your coworker is away from their desk, leave them a note saying they missed a call from Mr. Bear or Mr. Lion. Spell it B-A-E-R or L-Y-O-N. And leave the phone number of a local zoo. Either you or your coworker might realize what's up, but if they don't, you'll get a pretty good laugh out of having them say to a zoo attendant, they'd like to talk to Mr. Bear or Mr. Lion. If nothing else, the people at the zoo might get a joke out of it. It might get a little annoying, but that's part of what April Fool's Day is all about, right? All right, I've got three more of these knock-knock jokes, and then we're going to get the knock-knock out of here, right? We're down to a minute and 50 seconds, and I will try to string this out as long as I can. But don't forget, we have somebody that called in with two kitchen tables. One of them is wooden. The other, not quite sure what it is, but they both have chairs with them. If you're interested in getting the price on them, give a call to Lauren, and the number is 740-914-0464. Again, for the two kitchen tables, 740-914-0464. All right. Now we will close out the knock-knock jokes, right? This is about ice cream, okay? Knock-knock, who's there? Ice cream. Ice cream who? Ice cream if you don't let me in. Ice cream if you don't let me in, right? Okay, I thought that was going to go with ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, but nope. Knock-knock, who's there? Ice cream. Ice cream who? Ice cream if you don't let me in. Okay, this one's about Luke. Knock, knock, who's there? Luke. Luke who? Look through the keyhole and you'll see. Silly. Okay, last one. Knock, knock, who's there? Frank. Frank who? Frank you for being my friend. Frank you for being my friend. Well, I'd like to say that to all you that have been listening. We've been listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. And we're going to get out of here. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio.